This recording, Russia 11, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily in an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed to work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's low back with her palm and then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered Ida. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
I have 2 kids. We saw the show yesterday here, Your Good Man Charlie Brown. I loved it. I'm learning how to roller skate now because they roller skate, and so I came and with them to the skate ring, and I'm like, "Oh, I like it too." And so I'm taking classes now. I'm good at it. My favorite is Switzerland. I love and Italy, but Switzerland, I just love the civility of it. It's so civilized, it's so polite, it's nice, it's and beautiful. It has both combination, which I really like in a country, which has mountains, green, and water, lakes. So I like it a lot. I love Sweden too. I really like Stockholm. I liked a lot. I like Swedish people, Swedish countries. Sweden, very civilized and very advanced, like architecturally and culturally, and yeah. Italy I like a lot to relax and everything, but sometimes Italians as people I'm not that happy about because they can be very loud and arrogant. Yeah. I live in California 10 years and in America 17. Californians are so relaxed, you know, because of the weather. In Russia, people are freezing. They're winter for like 6-7 months, and it's very relaxed here. It's very health oriented. Russian people are not health oriented at all. They drink, they smoke, they love to live life. They don't want to just you know, control and always like think about health and like stop themselves from pleasures. No. But Russian people are more emotional. I feel Californians are more like kumbaya kind of, like very like, you know, Russians are very like, passionate. So, yeah, it's different. So here's from, here's poetry from Pushkin, Евгений Онегин. Онегин, добрый мой приятель, родился на брегах Невы, где, может быть, скучали вы или блистали, мой читатель. Там некогда гуляла я, но вреден север для меня. Мой дядя самых честных правил, когда не в шутку за не мог, он уважать себя заставил и лучше выдумать не мог. Его пример другим наука, но, боже мой, какая скука с больным сидеть и день, и ночь, не отходя ни шагу прочь, какое низкое коварство полуживого забавлять, ему подушки поправлять, печально подносить лекарства, вздыхать и думать про себя, когда же черт возьмет тебя. Так думал молодой повеса, влетя пылином из штовых, Всевышний полю завеса, наследник всех моих родных, друзья Людмилы и Руслана, с героем моего романа, без промедления, тот же час, позвольте познакомить вас.